This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In this hour, we will do our Shakira ticket giveaway right now on the sports front.
Sports!
The NFL schedule, it is out. So it's time for the ridiculous but fun exercise of predicting the Dallas Cowboys 2023 record. Now, if you want to go ahead and just text us, 877-881-1053, Franklin, injury attorney text line, or hit us up on the Twitch or the YouTube, what you think the record will be for the season. Great. If you just want to be typing in wins and losses as we go along, I'm definitely here for that as well.
Are we starting in the preseason, Kevin?
No.
All right. I just want to let you know, I intentionally did not look at the schedule at all.
Oh, great.
Last night and today, so that I would have a clean, like, slate.
Okay.
Like George Pickens for this exercise. Every year we do this exercise. We've done this for now 14 years.
It's the only exercise I'll get today.
We've been on radio for 14 years. That's now. True. Congratulations to us. Thank you, Tolos. Mm-hmm. And we started this back when we were just a weekend show, Kevin.
So true.
Many people have followed since then, and we are the ones who have set the standard for picking games in the NFL.
All right, so I want both of y'all's feedback here. Cowboys open the season on the road, first game of the NFL season against Philadelphia.
All right, we're 0-1, gentlemen.
Agreed. That feels like a loss to me.
That's unfortunate, too.
Because they lost?
Well, I mean, again, I don't know what a Schottenheimer team is yet. And so maybe that's the benefit. You can catch them by surprise. You know, maybe you can catch the Eagles off guard here. And maybe they have a little bit of a slumber party from last year. A little hangover from last year. So they're still slumbering away.
Okay.
But I think the Eagles are going to want to come out and make a statement with all the talent they have.
Host the Giants in week two.
We are 1-1.
Eat a W.
Next week on my birthday on the road against the Chicago Bears. That's a win.
I will give them a win. It is going to be close.
Okay.
Ben Johnson is going to be very prepared, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't try and do a tackle eligible seven times in that game just to prove a point.
From the 214, Cowboys will go 7-7-3. That would be amazing. All right, Alec, what say you for the Bears?
I want to think of a weird way to make that record happen now, but you know what? Give me a win there. I think they're still going to be figuring out that offense. It's going to look rough at first, but I think it'll be pretty by the end of the season, just not then.
I'll just warn you, my accusations of being a homer are going to come up in the next 4 weeks on the schedule. At home against Green Bay.
L.
Oh, I think that's
when was the
W.
last time Green Bay lost here? When was the last time the Cowboys beat the Packers?
Ooh, I would have to go check. I have no idea.
And it seems like Jordan Love just feasts on this team based on a couple of games.
Okay. Alec, I say we win. What say you?
I don't know how much better Green Bay got this offseason. So I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to say win.
You don't think Matthew Golden is going to come in here and say, they passed on me. I'll show them three touchdowns, 183 yards.
No, I don't, because he'll play 2.5 quarters, and they'll use him the same way they did at Texas, and they're like, now it's time for you to sit on the bench.
Dude, we forgot you existed, bro.
Next week, week 5, on the road against the Jets. Alec, you feeling confident in that one as well? Because the Jets suck, and that's another win.
Yeah, that better be a win. We got a lot of problems if it isn't.
Corey?
We are now 3-2.
Okay, I like it. I like it. The winning ways continue for me because you play on the road at Carolina, and Carolina sucks too. So I've got us at 5-1 just to anger people.
We are at 4-2 in my book here.
Alec?
Yeah, give me a win there.
5-1. Then things get more difficult, at least for a week. You host Washington in week 7. Right now, Corey's at 4-2. Alec and I are both at 5-1. Now, the schedule gets significantly more difficult down the stretch, at least in theory, but I think the beginning part of this schedule is a cakewalk. But will the Cowboys actually be good?
We're at 4-3 after our week against the Commanders, Kevin.
Man.
I feel like the Commanders, now you could see a slump this year from Jaden Daniels. The sophomore slump could exist.
Yes.
But I think Dan Quinn is going to continue keeping his team in it, and that offense is going to continue to grow a little bit.
Okay. Alec, what say you? This is the one I'm going to get crushed on, I think.
I hate it, but I'm going to say this is a loss.
I say it's a win. I say you start the season 6-1 to fully engage the Cowboys hype train, even though you'll look at their schedule and be like, a lot of these teams aren't very good. And I think if you don't start the season close to 6-1, I think you're in for a world of hurt. Ugh. All right. On the road against Denver.
It's tough.
Cowboys will eat the cheese and they lose.
I got them losing this one too. They're at 4-4.
Alec, what say you?
They pull out the too high shell coverage again and we're going to lose this game.
Then last game before the bye, you move into week number 9. Host the Arizona Pope Leo Cardinals. What say you guys?
This is unfortunate.
Oh, no. Oh,
when was the last time Kyler Murray lost at AT&T Stadium?
This is going to be the time.
For some reason.
Undertaker lost a streak at WrestleMania. Kyler Murray, loses a streak at AT&T.
It's just, for some reason, we don't beat the Cardinals. I don't get it. It just seems like the Cardinals in weird seasons have us. I have them at 4-5, nine games in.
We go to the bye. You've got them at 4-5. I've got them at 7-2. Alec, what say you?
Yeah, I think you win that game. I think you end Kyler Murray's reign of terror inside of this building.
All right. So that's 6-3 for Alec. Now, on the other side of the bye. So week 10, you get a bye. So between November 3rd and November 17th, plan your life accordingly. Do something else if you want. All right. Corey, I'm going to start with you on probably all of these because I'm really curious if this season goes absolutely in the trash and we're picking in the top 6 or 7 or if we're going to turn it around. At Las Vegas.
W, baby. Okay. 5-5.
I like it. Alec, what say you?
I'm going to say a win there, too. I think Ashton Gentry is going to have a bazillion yards against us, but we'll win.
I also think that's a win. Now it's time for the holiday blues. Right before Thanksgiving, you host Philadelphia. What say you guys?
I say loss.
I'm going to go weird here and say win.
Oh, I like it. I also think they're going to lose, which would have them getting swept by the Eagles, which I know normally Dak Prescott is fantastic in division. So if people disagree with that, I understand.
I know. I get it.
Hosting Kansas City on Thanksgiving. Put me down for a big fat loss there.
I got them winning that one, Kevin.
Wow.
It's short week. Chiefs have to, last year it was they barely got by on the Black Friday game against the Raiders. It was a lucky draw. And I think the short week, the Cowboys playing smartly for it every year. So I think that they're going to get the win on this one.
I'm going to assume that Patrick Mahomes' ankle has not fallen off by this point. It seems like it happens every year. And I'm going to say that you lose this game.
This is where the sadness really creeps in for the Cowboys for me. On the road against Detroit, that is another loss. So I have three straight losses there, and now they're at 8-5.
I got them beating the Lions, Kevin.
Wow!
Ben Johnson is no longer with that team. Dan Campbell's struggling to get his offense back to what it used to be, and the Cowboys are kind of on a little bit of a roll after that win over the Chiefs. They're feeling themselves.
A Dan Campbell fourth down call is going to cost them this game. Cowboys win.
Woo! So Alex up to, I believe, 9-4 now. All right. Let's go to back-to-back home games. Week 15 and week 16. Minnesota and the Chargers.
I got them beating the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin, at home.
Okay.
And then losing to the Chargers the next week. Three straight wins is a big, big plus for the Cowboys. But the Chargers, I know... Justin Herbert has yet to do it, has yet to prove it, but I feel like this is going to be that one where Harbaugh finally gets him rolling.
I have them splitting as well. Alec, what say you?
I have them losing both games.
Ooh. All right, so now we're all pulling closer together. Alec, 9-6. Me, 9-6. Corey, 8-7. Christmas Day, noon o'clock. So open the presents early and then be ready to go. Noon o'clock against Washington. I had them beat Washington at home, so I say that they lose this one on the road, which I've got them down to 9-7.
I got them at 8-8 right now, a loss against the Commanders, and that's unfortunate.
Alec, what say you? He wants to say a win. I can see it on his face.
I want to, but I can't. I'm going to go loss here on the road.
Okay, 9-7 it is, which leads us to the last game, which obviously could feel like it's consequentially for a playoff spot. I have the Cowboys defeating the New York Giants and finishing at 10-7. So I've got them finishing up the regular season at 10-7. What say you guys?
Should be an easy win, right? I
hope. On the road in the cold for Dak. Dak has struggled in the cold before multiple times. However, I do have them winning this game against the Giants. The talent just isn't there yet for them.
All right.
And they're still trying. They're actually, this is going to be when we see Jackson Dart against us for the first time.
Okay. Now, this is what makes it.
They're 9-8. That's what I got.
Okay.
9-8.
And then 3-2-1. Kevin not being a hater is weird. Okay. From the 8-1-7, I got them at 8-9. From the 9-7-2, I got them at 5-12. And from the 361, y'all are all DeLulu. Tell me how old you are, because you might need to stop saying that. And 6-11, maybe 7-10. So Corey's got them 9-8. Alec and I both have them at 10-7, which is pretty much in line with what other people are predicting. So I wanted to throw this out there. Bleacher Report has them going 9-8. Same for Fox Sports. Sports Illustrated has them going 11-6. And Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News has them going 8-9. So everybody in that mix is in the 8-11 range. And I kind of feel like that's where you'll see a lot of predictions. But I know people are concerned about the schedule. And the strength of the schedule for the Cowboys is the fifth toughest. I think the beginning of their schedule looks very easy. And the back half of their schedule looks brutal. So if they don't build up a cushion early on with that schedule, they could be in trouble. Or the NFL could totally change like it does sometimes year over year. And you're like, well, crap, that team's not good anymore. And I thought they would be. But I think they have the opportunity to build up a cushion before they get pulled back down to earth.
Kevin, I'm making a spreadsheet.
Oh.
I will make a spreadsheet of our selections for this
season.
At the end of it, we will go through and see who was the most correct about the most games.
The person who
is the least correct has to jump off the roof of the building without a parachute into a pool of Jell-O. Your thoughts?
You're going to die. And I'm not going to do it because I'm going to die if I jump off. I thought you were going to say, and you have one of those squirrel suits on or something like that, which I also I don't want to do that either.
I would totally do a squirrel suit thing. That would be so much fun.
We got these texts within seconds of one another. 2-15, and then 12.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And five. And from the 561, they'll be lucky to go 8-9. I'm highly skeptical. And can Dak stay healthy for the
season?
9-8
would be a great season for Schottenheimer to start. Like, that would be spectacular.
Improvement.
To not start his career as the coach with a losing record would be phenomenal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially with some of the replacements they've had to go through and the youth that they're working with.
From the 4-6-9, I think the Cowboys go 11-6. I think we'll have a top 10 offense and top 10 defense. And from the 817, I think Kevin started smoking a little of the weed that Corey gave him early. And that's how he came up with that record. I do want to point out that it ends up at what I feel like is a reasonable record prediction. Like I said, local and national, it goes between 8 and 11 wins. So I don't think 10-7 is insane. For the person that's skeptical either about the team or Dak staying healthy for the season, that is totally fair. Because you have seen both were a struggle last year. And for Dak, he's had injury problems for several years now. And so I don't know if he will be able to stay healthy either.
I'm hopeful that he does.
Oh, like, me too.
I want him to make it through a full season with these weapons. And again, I go back to, the best way to do that is to have a really solid run game for him. I know he's a $60 million a year quarterback and everything, but hey, like, you don't have to have him go do all that stuff. If the best way to protect him is by to be a play-action team, let the run game take care of it. You got to be better at running back and offensive line for sure. You do have weapons that can do some things, but you need to protect him just a little bit. And then, over the season, let him open things up as things go along. But I wouldn't try to rely on him from day one. Hey, dude, you got to go out there and set records this year, man. No, get wins.
From the 9-7-2, I don't think the record matters if we don't win in the playoffs. And I'll just tell you, at 10-7, I have them making the playoffs. This team has first-round playoff loss written all over them. I hope I'm wrong by about 4 wins in the positive, and we win the Super Bowl, and everyone has to admit that Dak is the best, and we party forever. That's not what I see based on the moves that have been made thus far.
They're not there yet, but I think this has been a promising offseason to add back to what they want to do.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, our Shakira ticket giveaway, NFL overreaction or reality, plus the random sports report. Could you be Luka's strength and conditioning coach? We'll get into it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And we've got the random sports report coming up, which will include a couple of really fun things. But also, do you think you could be Luka's strength and conditioning coach? And what would be the other worst jobs in sports?
I saw this last night, and I kind of tried to start this. Are we starting there, Kevin?
Oh, let's do an overreaction reality.
All right, let's roll with that.
Give people a chance to ponder what they think about the other part. All right, NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys were foolish not to do more at running back.
I will say overreaction.
Okay.
Because I really don't know what Jaden Blue can be in the NFL. Like, I know he has some growth but he can be a game breaker. And if you have two running backs that can have two different styles, if you don't have one that's everything, then you can use that very well. David Montgomery and
one of our buddies is in Los Angeles right now at the rookie premiere event, and he was showing us the first ever autograph card from Jaden Blue, a Pen Pals.
Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are a great example of that. And we've seen that over history of if you have two different styles, you can use them the right way. So, and I think Aaron Jones and there've been a number of them. So I think you can use it that way. I even saw Schottenheimer do this with the Jets.
Yeah.
Where he had multiple running backs and they used them in rotation. So I think that's going to be the approach with it. My question is the offensive line going to be good enough for them? That's what I'm really hoping for. And that's why they invested there in the first round.
Alec, Cowboys were foolish to not do more running back.
I wouldn't go foolish. I'd just say disappointing. You know, okay. Like that's my reaction to it. I would have loved if they would have kind of put a emphasis on it day two in the draft. That would have been cool if you sign a real veteran that has some skins on the wall to pair up with a fourth, fifth, sixth round draft pick. Cool. That makes a lot of sense. I think it's a little bit disappointing, but just considering what was available in free agency,
yeah,
not too much there. Unless they want to make that kind of like Texans Joe Mixon trade where it's like there's a guy that's on the fringe of getting cut for salary cap reasons. Yeah. And they say, how about a seventh?
Right.
You know, 2 years from now. If they want to do that during camp, cool. But, you know, I'm excited about Jaden Blue. I don't have high expectations, but I'm excited to see what he can do because of that. And like Corey said, if they have a few capable guys, I'm hoping that the passing attack, now that they added another wide receiver, is going to do a lot of the workload.
The next one might be my most controversial question of the day. NFL overreaction or reality, the Steelers just don't really care who their starting quarterback is. So they moved on from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they drafted somebody late and then signed Skylar Thompson and might still want Aaron Rodgers. So they're telling us, either way. I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Oh, apparently not.
This is maybe they're hoping they can get one in the draft if they get a high enough pick, but Mike Tomlin is a good enough coach that they won't ever get a high enough pick. They won't get one of those top four picks. So I will say I agree with you, Kevin. Which is the incorrect way to approach it,
sure,
considering what's happened since Ben Roethlisberger left.
Yeah.
Like, since he's left, they've not been good at the position, and you've seen that has helped them suffer a little bit or not get them to the elite level that they were whenever they had an elite quarterback during the times that he was elite.
Alec, what say you?
I don't think they care.
Yes!
I think it's a reality.
I don't either.
There's there's too many question marks with what they do have on the roster. I mean, is it going to be Mason Rudolph to start the season? Is he going to be a bridge guy? Does he end up being so much better than everybody behind him that he has to start the whole year? I don't think they really care. I think they say, we've got guys in the room. We're hoping that our defense is really good since we prioritize that every offseason. Mm-hmm. If we're allowing our opponents to score 6 points, hopefully we score 9.
NFL overreaction, God. NFL overreaction to reality. Ladd McConkey is a true number one wide receiver. Now, it's only been 1 year.
Yeah.
But 1,149 yards, 7 touchdowns. Big thumbs up.
Yeah, reality. And I'm very interested to see how that continues to grow there. But yeah, I thought he was a good receiver coming out. I didn't expect what we got last year, though.
Alec?
A true wide receiver one to one man is not necessarily one to the rest of the league, which is what I love. I do love that because, I mean, the obvious comp for multiple different reasons, you think of Brady and Edelman, that connection. Like, Edelman probably wouldn't have been that same guy on many other teams, but that connection is real, and that's how I feel about Herbert and McConkey here.
Okay.
Because, like, if you're out there in your rookie year, putting up over 1,000 yards, and it seems like it's almost automatic that you're going to move the chains anytime you get a lick of separation. That's how I felt watching him. It felt like anytime he ran a route and he had a head of steam, it was, he's going to get separation. He's going to get the ball here, even though he's not the giant X receiver.
NFL overreaction to reality, the Commanders will make one of the next 3 Super Bowls. Because there's a lot of people who think the ascension of the Commanders will not be stopped with Jaden Daniels. They had tons of money. They had an opportunity to do stuff. So I say one of the next 3 Super Bowls the Commanders make. Overreaction or reality?
Reality.
Ooh.
Dan Quinn's been there before. So he knows how he's been there multiple times. He knows how to get there. And you have the quarterback to do it. Your defense lacked a little bit last year.
Can we take a quick step back? I don't disagree with you at all. How confident are you that they have the quarterback to get there?
Extremely confident.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, did I trade for Lamar Jackson instead of Jaden Daniels last year in fantasy? Yes.
But fantasy is not necessarily.
But like, whenever I watch the guy play, he has the. Now, the one thing that I do have a curiosity about is he's still wiry, and last year you saw his ribs were a little problematic, even though he still played through it and was effective. But I think he's got the game. He sees it so well. Can the defense limit the opponent enough where they can keep leads? That's the question I still have.
This is a reality, and so much so for me to where I think it's disappointing if they don't.
Wow.
And I say that because the NFC is just so wide open right now, and it feels like it has been for a couple of years now, and I don't think that's going to change, especially if the Commanders weren't to evolve into what I think they can be. It's going to continue to be wide open for a long time, and heck, the division they play in, like if the Eagles, we've talked about it literally since the day after they won the Super Bowl, they're going to pay for that roster soon. You know, it's not going to be this year. It might not even be next year. They're going to have to make some tough decisions coming up. And within that 3-year window, there's enough wiggle room for them to keep adding while the other teams in the NFC are subtracting and paying their bills. So I think that's a reality.
NFL overreaction or reality, you believe Dak Prescott can take full advantage of George Pickens' skill set?
Full advantage?
Full advantage.
No, overreaction.
Mostly
Dak is very good at things. They're also still, I mean, he's limited in a lot of respects too. I'm not saying that as a knock on him. I'm just saying that with as being trying to be as realistic as possible as I can about this team. And now, do I think that he can make Dak better? Yes. I think that trio between him, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak can work very well together. I want to see a better version of Ferguson to help that out as well. So I think that George Pickens has opportunities to make elite plays downfield. Can Dak be accurate enough to hit him in the area that he needs to be hit in, or does it matter? You know, like if Dak just puts it up there and trusts him and he makes the play, then that's just going to build for Dak and for Pickens as well.
I'm kind of going towards the latter of what Corey said. I think that's going to be the reality of the situation with Pickens on this team is going to be some desperation throws where it might take a few weeks, but they build that trust to where he says, okay, I'm under pressure, but you have one-on-one coverage because CD is doubled over the middle or something. I'm going to throw it up to you and see what happens. And we've talked about a 50-50 ball with George Pickens. Oftentimes, if he's locked in and focused on the game, that's more like a 70-30 ball against a lot of NFL defenders right now. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say reality. Am I super rooted in that belief? Not really, but I do think that Dak has the tools to do that. I think the offense allows for that to happen. I think we'll see some good things.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Falcons made a mistake not moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Overreaction.
And that's what I think too. These questions are not always my opinion.
They don't have to. They don't have to move on from him for just anything. Now, would you like to see them get something? Would they like to see something be, you know, really nicely offered to them? Absolutely, they would. But I think the rest of the league knows what Kirk Cousins is right now. They have some concerns. Well, if he's so good, why aren't you starting him?
Yeah.
Because our guy's even better.
Yeah.
All right. We saw what happened last year. The other thing, too, though, is like they have him in case something does happen to Penix. And so that's a good option there.
Don't say it like that.
I think that's
Michael Penix Jr.
All right.
Back to you.
Whatever you say, bro.
Oh, man. I lost all my train of thought. But, I'm going to say the same thing as Corey. I like what he was saying about the simple fact that they don't have to. Like, there's nothing that says they need to. They've already paid out all of this money to him, and they're allowed to wait until they're wowed by a deal. The only reason I'd say I could lean either way is because, man, the coaching staff and the GM, they're going to get so tired of every week being asked by people like us, how's Kirk doing? What's he up to? Penix has one bad game. So you got another vet on the roster. We going to see him? It's going to be annoying. It's going to be a headache, but no, they're not in the wrong for that.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys and Lions playing on Christmas is stupid because they already play on Thanksgiving.
No, that's overreaction for whoever wrote that dumb one. Honestly, I think the Cowboys should do Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. Like, that's one of my mind. Like, just take advantage of everybody sitting around enjoying Cowboys or being in misery. You know, whatever way you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. Just sit around and be part of that. Yeah, I think that I like it. I like it a lot, actually. And I'm surprised. Is it only the fifth time they played on Christmas?
I'm honestly not sure.
I'm surprised that the Cowboys getting that few. That's very surprising to me, considering they want to get them out there as much as possible.
I think it's stupid for the sole fact that I don't get to enjoy my Christmas now, you know, because I'm going to be so, you know, invested into this. Because, and probably, you know, with who they're playing and where they're playing, but I already, you know, Thanksgiving has turned into almost a work day, even though you're sitting at home, because I'm just so invested. Everybody's chatting, sipping on their drinks, having a great time. I feel like that gamer that's, you know, sucking at the video game right now. So they lean forward to try to lock in. That's me sitting on the couch by myself, just lean forward watching this game. So personally, I think it's stupid, but from a league sense, it's going to do stupid numbers.
I agree.
That it's so smart on the league's part. So good for them.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Rams and Matthew Stafford have one more run left in them. I mean, like a real run you're like, I can make some noise in the playoffs.
I absolutely think that's reality. I absolutely think it is. As long as Stafford's health holds up, I think the dude has the brain to play this game at a very high level. And his arm looked last year. I really thought his arm was going to fall off going into last year. And his arm did not, in fact, fall off, which was obviously a huge surprise to me.
Yeah.
But I love how serious Kevin was when he said, yeah, there.
I'm always locked in.
The fact that his arm, like, he looked really good with his throws. They didn't have what it took health-wise with Puka and Kupp to beat Philadelphia late in that season. Like, they just never were right all year long. And they were obviously still trying to figure out some things defensively. They got better as the season went on, but I think McVay always puts you in a good position.
It's a reality because I keep forgetting this team added.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Davante Adams.
Yeah, they did.
It feels like that went so under the radar just because of, one, how early it happened in the offseason, and two, just because of some of the other storylines that we were waiting on, like Aaron Rodgers, so on and so forth. I keep forgetting how really bloated that team is in terms of just raw talent on paper. They're super talented. Their scouting department of like 12 people and four computers figures out how to draft amazing every single year. That team is super talented. They have an amazing head coach, a great offensive coordinator. Brenda Song is now their new mascot, and who can hate Brenda yes. Song? So if she's their spirit animal, I think they're going to win.
That was I enjoyed that one because I like Brenda Song. I think she's fantastic.
NFL overreaction or reality? Minnesota Vikings are actually diabolical geniuses for how their schedule is set up. And more specifically, what I mean by that is the back-to-back international series game. Consider this. They're supposed to have 9 road games this year. Both of those games count as road games. So in the States, they were supposed to have 8 home and 9 road. Now they're going to have 8 home and 7 road and essentially 2 neutral site games. Plus they play them back to back and will clearly be less travel fatigued in week 2.
Yeah. And we learned yesterday that London and Ireland are essentially as far as Waco and Dallas from each other. So, like, there's virtually no travel for them once they get overseas.
How weird is that when you hear, like, the stretch from, not totally, but, like, when you hear Far East Texas, versus far West Texas, and they'll be like, oh yeah, that's this many countries apart.
38 hours.
Yeah, and you're like, that's, we're in the same state. And they're like, oh yeah, this is like four countries apart, Europe. Yeah. Like, how can that even be?
Or like when you go up on the East Coast, and they're like, yeah, you can hit four different states in like an hour and a half.
I will tell you, for my quest to get to all 50 states, that has been useless. Beneficial. Useful multiple times. All right, what say you guys? This is a diabolically genius schedule for the Vikings.
Kevin, this is a rare occasion. I will push on this one and wait to see. I have no clue how it's going to affect them. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy, like, this might really mess up his meditation plan.
Huh.
He's a big meditator.
Boo.
I'm pushing on this one, dude. I don't know.
Alec, that means you have to have an opinion.
No, I'm kidding. I do think this is pretty diabolical, and I think it's pretty smart. I think it's a reality. You know, if it's essentially neutral field. I don't care who is the home team and who's not. It depends, though. Those international crowds, it seems like after a couple of games, they know who they want to root for.
Yeah.
It seems like it takes a little bit of time, but once they do, they show up and show out for one team. So if they can get some actual fans to kind of fly out for these first couple trips out there across the pond, then I think they're going to be in a good spot.
You guys want one more?
Yes.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality? If Malik Nabers ever gets a real quarterback, and maybe even if he doesn't, he's going to be a stud for a long time.
Somebody did point out the last game for the Cowboys against the Giants. I said that will be the first time we see Jackson Dart against the Cowboys. And they said, you do realize Jackson Dart's throwing to Malik Nabers. Yeah. And I also saw Malik Nabers go against the Cowboys and have, 19 catches in the game, and they still lost. So I still feel like they're not a good enough team yet. But that combination, I do think, Kevin, is going to be lethal for a bit of time if they can get on the same page.
Alec, what say you?
I hate to say it, but it's a reality. He's so good. And he makes the
margin of error better for quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he makes their jobs and their lives easier. And for a guy like Jackson Dart, who, one, isn't stepping into the greatest situation. It's not as bad as it used to be the past few years, but not the greatest situation. It takes a lot of pressure off of him. And a guy that has a cannon arm, just say, hey, I'm going to run as fast as I can on this route.
Yeah.
Throw it as far as you can. And there's an 85% chance I'm coming down with that football and we're moving the chains. He's so good. And he's got the mentality for it, too. He's such a dog and I hate it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. NFL overreaction or reality. And
Alec hates dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
I have two of them.
Like Chandler? Right now... Yeah, that's how you know I'm super white. I can recite Friends trivia to you. Right now, I feel like it's about that.
Let's give something away!
Caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Now.
Will win a pair of tickets to watch Shakira as part of her world tour when she stops by Globe Life Field on June 11th. You can go buy tickets or you can win them for free today. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Now. Wanted to kind of do a little bit of a random sports report.
I dare you.
If that, okay. And we're going to start with the answer to the question, what would be the worst job in sports to have? Because this might feel harsh to say that it's the Lakers taking public applications for their strength and conditioning coach. I already saw somebody who said it would be picking up all the jock straps. They would hate that. And so what do you think? You've probably seen it. Did you see the pay for this job?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay,
it needs to be outrageous because how am I going to get Luka in shape otherwise?
What do you think it should be?
$275,000 a year.
Okay. Head strength and conditioning coach, $200,000 to $250,000.
Okay.
Annually. And it's just fun because you can find this on the Workforce Now website.
Really?
And you can apply.
It wasn't on LinkedIn?
Now, I didn't see it there, but you can apply to be the Lakers head strength and conditioning coach if you want. The strength part I get. I know people are worried about the conditioning part with some of the players, mostly Luka.
Yeah, it is definitely the Luka part of that is the conversation. The Mavericks clearly felt that they could never get him in shape again. You know, that's why they gave up on him because...
Yeah, but then didn't they fire their staff?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So they said, we gotta move on because... And granted, Kevin, when was the last time we truly saw Luka show up in shape? Like this year, we
I don't know.
He looked trim, and then something weird happened, like immediately, where he was not prepared for the season. Mike was very convinced that he was not prepared for the season.
Yeah.
So they faked a was it a hand injury or something? That's what he suggested.
I don't know if I think that is inaccurate.
And so that was the like every year we've been like, okay, Luke is. We thought after a finals run, when he had a bad knee during that finals run, he's going to come back and be even better. And he came back. He was good, but he still was not in the same, in that Michael Jordan shape that he was like, you know what? I got to be stronger to beat the Pistons.
Now, part of the job description is must be able to work well in a team, work irregular hours, and travel overnight for extensive periods of time.
Okay. Overnight for extensive periods of time. Yeah, why do I have to work overnight? They need to sleep. All right. Okay, the athletes need to sleep while I'm working.
I think what they're saying is you'd be potentially on call overnight. Not that you'll be doing all these weird 3 a.m. meetups. Like, I don't think that's what they're saying.
Weird 3 a.m. meetups in L.A., huh? Is what you're saying?
Look, we've all been there, and then you're like, that was a mistake.
Why did I even do that? Now I'm going to be tired all day today. Yeah,
or other thing.
Kevin, I made suggestions.
Okay.
And these are some of the most outrageous ones.
Okay.
Draymond Green's anger management counselor. Man. That would be the most difficult job.
See, I think I could do that job.
Colorado Avalanche trade analyst. They made a miserable trade.
And because that one guy yelled at our post, and he was like, he got traded from Colorado, you idiot. And you're like, no, it was still Carolina.
It was Carolina, buddy. Yeah. Deion Sanders crisis management.
Oh,
actually, that team seems like it's very good at what they do. Like they don't care. They're just like, look, we can throw up a shield if we want to. We're just going to open the doors up and be like, yeah, whatever.
See
how it happens on the field.
Somebody sent this in and said, worst job as social media manager for the Mavericks.
That's a fact.
I disagree.
What?
That was the old worst job. Now, what are you going to do? Do a worse job? I doubt it. So, yeah, you can come in and be a freaking hero if you do average at your job.
Just all you got to do is be average.
Yeah, like, I know people are like, oh, you're going to have a tough path to follow because we left a lot of problems. Great. Then they're like, that last guy sucked. This person is pretty good. It's the person that retired after 50 years of dominating excellent service with the company. People are going to be like, well, you're not Brad.
Of course, Brad's was the best. From the 817, Rockies media team/hype team, how do you make a hype video about that dumpster fire?
Dude, I'm saying it's going to be an unending string of like bases empty singles and like clutch defensive plays when you're down by 6 runs. That's got to be so depressing.
Yeah, that was something. My buddy, I love David Murphy. Okay. I just want to point this out. I love David Murphy. My friend, we were watching a game one day and he was like, David Murphy's the king of hitting a home run when it doesn't matter.
Oh, that was Bassick.
No, it wasn't Bassick. It was another friend of mine. Just kidding. And at that moment, Rangers were up 6-1 in the 8th inning and David Murphy hit a home run. And I was like, you got to be kidding me right now. Like, it's perfect timing for him. From the 682, Corey and Kevin, the worst job had to be dealing with Mike Bassick. No, look, no.
10% of the time, you're right. And I just want you to know, I absolutely told Mike that as well. And that's been my consistent stance. 90% of the time, I'm sad that he's not here. Then there's 10% of the time, I'm like, well, that probably worked out best.
Look, Bobby Belt is fantastic. Stop saying mean things about Bobby.
Man, he pisses Sean off so much, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
And Sean, like, is ruthless with him, too. And Bobby just laughs it off, even though emotionally he's got to be crying inside.
Is it weird that it's gotten to the point? And I know it's because he, like, has the edgiest of humor.
And he's very trolly.
It is so weird that, like, Bobby's mom being dead is just an open category hilarious that people can make jokes about.
She's dead.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. That still feels too far, and Bobby's like, eh. Too far in the ground. Like, that's what he would say. You know that's what he would say.
The first time I ever made a joke about his mom, I felt bad. Like, I felt miserable when I said it, and he just laughed and was like, that's a really good one. I was like,
Dad. Mom, I'll see you soon.
God.
What about the Cowboys run-stopping coordinator. This or run-stopping management.
This is the year, right? This is the year
that
the Cowboys will stop the run. This is the year.
Tell me, because they loaded up on defensive tackles?
Who's the one that Wolchuk asked?
The Haka question about?
Yeah. He's going to be furious with Wolchuk, and he's going to make
the toughest job getting interviewed by Wolchuk. Maybe they'll interrupt. Maybe they'll ask a culturally insensitive question. Maybe they'll ask a question
he won't know who you are, even though your name is Trey Lance.
I'm just kidding, Wolchuk. You're the best.
We love you, buddy.
By the way, you can see the G-Bag Nation at Globe Life Field today.
Go high five him, dude.
Yeah. Especially if you're famous. Go start a conversation with him if you're a famous athlete and see if he knows who you are. Oh, what do? I play baseball. Oh, no way. Really? Who for? Rangers. Corey Seager.
And he's like, I know a Corey.
Yeah.
He works with me at the station.
Yeah. Are you him? And so I think that would be, that would be super fun.
Are you
him? Yeah. All right.
Corey and Seager's like, I am. Remember the World Series? And he's like,
oh yeah.
I had to leave.
You get to tell him that you left.
I left
before the two most iconic moments in Rangers baseball history. Oh my God. I just want Zach to interview Corey Seager and be like, hey, what is your reaction to the fact that I left before you hit the game tying home run in the ninth
and
game
Corey
of the
Seager cusses and throws his headphones down and walks off.
Why did you leave? We really wanted to beat the traffic.
Well, you know, granted, though, that was on Broadus. Broadus still claims that.
Oh, my God. Delightful. By the way, Paige Beckers is now DoorDash's creative director. And this probably could have been a segment for another day, but to hell with it. Let's just mention it real quick. She said, I've been a fan of DoorDash, been using DoorDash for a really long time, spent a lot of money on the app. So to be able to partner with them has been really cool. Can you imagine if you could pick out one thing in your life? You're like, I spent a lot of money on that. Now I'm their ambassador. Obviously, I'm Platinum Chevrolet's ambassador.
Yeah, Adrian's been wanting to work with Target for a long time.
Ooh, I could see that.
And because like she spends a lot at Target. So that's probably the place where most of my money's gone.
So now she has partnerships with Nike, Gatorade, Verizon, Panini, Dunkin', and now DoorDash.
Good for her, man.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Which line tonight gives you a goal other than the first scoring line? Next in The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.